O Lord, let my soul rise up to meet you, as the day rises to meet the sun. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. If it had not been for the Lord on our side, tell me, where would we be? Psalm 124, verses 1 to 5. If the Lord had not been on our side, let Israel now say, if the Lord had not been on our side, when enemies rose up against us, then would they have swallowed us up alive in their fierce anger towards us. Then would the waters have overwhelmed us and the torrent gone over us. Then would the raging waters have gone right over us. If it had not been for the Lord on our side, tell me, where would we be? A reading from 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 11 to 21. I have become a fool in boasting. You have compelled me. For I ought to have been commended by you, for in nothing was I behind the most eminent apostles, though I am nothing. Truly the signs of an apostle were accomplished among you with all perseverance, in signs and wonders and mighty deeds. For what is it in which you were inferior to other churches, except that I myself was not burdensome to you? Forgive me this wrong. Now for the third time I am ready to come to you, and I will not be burdensome to you, for I do not seek yours but you. For the children ought not to lay up for the parents, but the parents for the children. And I will very gladly spend and be spent for your souls, though the more abundantly I love you, the less I am loved. But be that as it may, I did not burden you. Nevertheless, being crafty, I caught you by cunning. Did I take advantage of you by any of those whom I sent to you? I urged Titus, and he sent our brother with him. Did Titus take advantage of you? Did we not walk in the same spirit? Did we not walk in the same steps? Again, do you think that we excuse ourselves to you? We speak before God in Christ, but we do all things, beloved, for your edification. For I fear lest, when I come, shall I not find you in such as I wish, and that I shall be found by you such as you do not wish, lest there be contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, backbitings, whisperings, conceits, lest when I come again, my God will humble me among you, and I shall mourn for many who have sinned before and have not repented of the uncleanliness, fornication, and lewdness which they have practiced. If it had not been for the Lord on our side, tell me, where would we be? The ancient letter to Diognetus records these observations about the early church. The Christians are distinguished from other men neither by country, nor by language, nor by the customs that they observe. For they neither inhabit cities of their own, nor employ a peculiar form of speech. They dwell in their own countries, but simply as sojourners. They marry, as do all others. They beget children, but they do not destroy their offspring. They have a common table, but not a common bed. They are in the flesh, but they do not live after the flesh. They pass their days on earth, but they are citizens of heaven. They obey the prescribed laws, and at the same time surpass the laws of their lives. They love all men and are persecuted by all. They are unknown and condemned. They are put to death and restored to life. They are poor, yet they make many rich. They are lacking all things and yet abound in all. They are dishonored, and yet in their very dishonor are glorified. They are spoken as of evil and yet are justified. They are reviled and blessed. They are insulted and repay the insult with honor. They do good, yet are punished as evildoers. Let us pray. As we enter prayer now, we pause to be still, to breathe slowly, to recenter our scattered senses upon the presence of God. As we draw near to you, God, would you draw near to us? Teach us to pray. Speak, Lord. Your servants are listening. We choose to rejoice today in God's protection for those in need, joining with the ancient praise of all God's people in the words of Psalm 9. The Lord is a shelter for the oppressed, a refuge in time of troubles. Those who know your name trust in you. For you, O Lord, do not abandon those who search for you. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father God, we ask you to help us see the influence and opportunity of where we find ourselves. Direct our prayers and our actions to bring your good. We pray that you meet with every person trapped in any situation where there is difficulty. Lord, would you work for their freedom and restoration? And may we be part of that freedom and restoration for those around us. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Jesus, following you does not insulate us from pain or challenge, but your presence is with us in every situation. We yield our life to your care again, and we ask you to work through our prayer and our action wherever we find ourselves. Father, help us to live this day to the full, being true to you in every way. Jesus, help us to give ourselves away to others, being kind to everyone we connect with. And Spirit, help us to love the lost, proclaiming Christ in all we do and say. And as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. With each new morning, Lord, we praise you and delight that our lives are in your hands. Your goodness sustains us. Your calling gives us purpose. Your victory ensures that our times are in your hands. Amen. And may the peace of the Lord Christ go with you, wherever he may send you. May he guide you through the wilderness, protect you through the storm. May he bring you home rejoicing at the wonders he has shown you. May he bring you home rejoicing once again into our doors.